Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
I want you to hear a couple of important numbers, and I want to reflect on a couple of things. Here's the number that I want you to reflect on first. The number of permits to carry concealed weapons in the United States has jumped to more than 17.25 million this year. That, according to the Crime Prevention Research Center, that is an increase of 890,000 since last year. That, according to Dr. John Lott. Now, why this is important, it's important on a couple of fronts. First of all, people are comfortable getting concealed weapons permits, concealed pistol licenses, CPL in Michigan is what it's called. But it's also something I want to focus on is the fact that I was in Michigan when concealed became legal. I was in Ohio when concealed carry became legal. And in both states, the whole rhetoric from the left was there'll be gunfights in the streets and there'll be lawlessness and there'll be death and destruction. And none of those things happened, of course. And in fact, more people have them now, more guns now, and less crime and less shootings. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, joining me once again. Doctor, welcome back.
So great to talk to you.
All of the doom and gloom of, you know, the Old West and, you know, shootouts in the streets, except in Chicago, it doesn't seem to happen. And in fact, more people want concealed carry permits, and it's very different than what we were told, isn't it?
Right. Well, I mean, concealed carry permit holders, as we show in the numbers this year, are incredibly law-abiding. You find for any type of firearms-related violation that they lose their permits at, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point. It's even at a much lower rate of firearms-related violations than you see for police officers. Police officers rarely get convicted for firearms-related violations, less than 1/20th the rate of the general population.
Right.
But permit holders are convicted of those crimes at less than 1/10th the rate of police officers.
So a private citizen that's willing to go through the training, the background check, and all of the things related to getting a CPL in the various states is a more law-abiding citizen and more mindful, if you will, than even police officers. That's my takeaway.
Right. I mean, police are extremely important, and they do a great job, but there's a small, tiny fraction who cause problems once in a while, and the point is that you have an even tinier fraction, you know, just 1/10 the rate for citizens who go through the concealed carry permit process.
And so here we are in a day and age when the left would still have you believe that somehow having a concealed pistol license is detrimental to the safety of society. It's not true. You look at the places that have the strongest gun control laws in place, being places like Chicago or Washington, D.C. Chicago's another 50 shootings over the weekend or more. I mean, it's, talk about lawless, is the place with the most gun control laws in America.
All right. Well, one of the big problems with Illinois and Chicago is they have concealed carry, but it's very expensive. The process is about $450 to go through the process. And you know, the type of people who are able to go and get a concealed carry permit aren't the type of people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime. In Chicago, you're basically talking about poor blacks who live in the high-crime urban areas of Chicago. And, you know, $450, plus the fact that you can't do any training within the city, the fact that you can't take the guns with you on public transportation. So you have 16 hours of training. You have to go and borrow a car, essentially, to go and travel well outside the city.
Right.
About two separate days to be able to go and get the training. It's kind of like they've gone through everything they can think of to make it hard for the very people who will benefit the most to be able to go and get a concealed carry permit.
It has not resulted in safer cities. Look at Chicago. It's a disaster. It's a war zone. But what you're telling me is Illinois discriminates against lower-income people. It basically blocks them out financially from being able to protect themselves.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's unconscionable. And the other thing is, if I travel from Michigan to Iowa or anywhere west, before we get to Illinois, we have to stop, put the guns all into locked, containers, locked carry containers, And then when we get out of Illinois, we can take them back out. It's ridiculous that we have to lock our guns up, inaccessible to us. It's not true of any other state we travel to, by the way. I can go through Ohio and Kentucky and Pennsylvania and all over the country. But if I go through Illinois, I've got to stop.
In the middle of the country other than Illinois.
That's right.
Sure. But, yeah, I mean, you have a few states on the East Coast and California. I mean, you're right. And you have to lock in your trunk. It can't be within reach of you. And there are real penalties that people face if they travel through those areas and haven't stored it properly in those ways. You know, Michigan has almost 8.5% of the adult population with concealed carry permits. Ohio has about over 8.1% of adults with concealed carry permits. You know, it's very likely that if you go to a restaurant or you go to a mall or a movie theater, any of the places which are not specifically forbidden from having people with permanent concealed handguns, it's very likely that there are going to be some adults around you who are carrying, and you would never know whether they were carrying or not unless something bad happened and it was necessary for them to come to the aid of other people who were there.
That's right. The point is you would never know. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty. I mean, who's gonna carjack somebody if the guy behind the wheel might be carrying concealed? Who's going to, you know, pull a stunt like that if somebody can defend themselves? And so we look at it. I don't know why the surge in concealed carry right now, but I see it as a good thing. Others do not.
Continuous over time. And I should just mention Indiana, which is obviously right next to Michigan. Almost 18% of the adult population in Indiana has a concealed carry permit. I mean, it's just, you know, the reason is simple. It's relatively inexpensive. The fees are very low. There's no additional cost beyond the fee that you have to pay to get the permit for being able to carry.
And people trust themselves. That's the thing, Doctor. People trust themselves to defend themselves. I have to leave it there for today, but if you want to find out more, go to crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, always good to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
It starts with a fascination, an energy that drives us to create. And over time, it evolves into something greater. An idea, a simple idea, to make things better, to improve. We're not the type to settle or leave a job half finished. We're a source of positive change, filtering innovation from our minds through our hands, bettering our beautiful state. And when you create every day, it's easy to look back and see everything you've helped build. Building a better Michigan. Your future awaits at MichiganConstruction.com.
Small Talk Children's Assessment Center presents a charity event and auction October 11th. Small Talk is a state-of-the-art center leading the community in addressing child abuse and empowering children to have the courage to heal. Tickets start at $25. Sponsorships start at $1,000. Learn more at smalltalkcac.org. That's smalltalkcac.org. Don't miss the Small Talk charity event and auction Thursday, October 11th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Radisson Hotel.